It's not just music, it's your way of life. How you live, live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
It is 6 minutes after two, time for us now to take a turn towards our daily focus as we take a final stab this Friday on what we should understand or what we should know, the few things that we should know. And our focus today is on an individual level. Evangelism on an individual level should be something that we all know as Seventh-day Adventists, but most importantly, it should be something we all do. But what is that? What are we talking about? Because then perhaps we may be missing it. And to help us navigate our way through that, we do have the missionary Sihle Sianagoa, who's talking to us again this Friday afternoon to help us understand what we're talking about. Missionary Sihle Sianagoa, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much. Thank you once again for taking our call. So when we're talking about evangelism on an individual level, what are we talking about?
Well, this is simply talking about how me as Sihle,
right,
I'm going to make an impact to someone else, how I'm going to minister to them about Christ.
Right.
What does my life have to show to them
mm.
about the goodness of who God is, mm-hmm. about how loving God is? Does my life reflect? Yeah.
Okay.
That is basically, yeah.
All right. So what motivates individuals like Sihle or Naye to engage in personal evangelism?
Okay. What should motivate us and what actually motivates us
right.
is, I think the best example to give is your own personal experience.
Okay.
So I would say that having known God, having met God, and having that personal experience with Him,
okay,
and seeing exactly what God did for me, gives me the zeal to be able to share this Jesus.
Right, right.
But I should not be the only one to benefit, but someone else should attest and indeed confess that this God is good, this God is loving.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, taste and see.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And this also helps because then, in summary, I would say the love of God itself and the love for others.
Okay.
When you have that experience with your God and you see what He has done for you,
right,
you'll be able to share Him to others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So what are these are there personal experiences or beliefs that drive the desire to share one's faith with others?
Okay. So, like I said, I have seen what God has done in my life,
mm-hmm.
as well as in the lives of others. For some, He has seen them through difficult times. For some, He has healed them from certain conditions.
Right.
Okay. And what strikes me is how certain individuals made a decision to follow Christ.
Right.
Proving that indeed God's word is sharper than a two-edged sword.
Right, right.
And then I ask myself, okay, so if my task is just to share and God does the rest,
mm.
and you see these people coming to God, why am I not doing it?
Okay.
You see that? So, and then for me also, what I really appreciate and something that I have experienced, what would drive me is just the peace that comes with trusting in God.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't really explain that. And yeah, that just drives me. And when you see someone troubled and you're thinking, wait a minute, I was once in a situation.
Yeah.
And trusting in God just took this away. Like, yeah.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah.
So teach us some of the conversation starters that you employ in order for you to be able to evangelize. Give us some methods, some strategies, some tactics. How do individuals mm-hmm. approach personal evangelism?
Okay. So, of course, we should always ask God to open up opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
and to just give us the platform. So some of the things that people do, for example, mm-hmm. you intentionally just share devotions to whether it's your family or whoever, okay? Mm-hmm. For some, there are certain simple things that we underestimate, like you just decide to call up a few friends or a few family members or a few people to say, I would like to pray with you today. I would like to pray for you today. You know, mm-hmm. Such simple things, you'd be surprised and astonished at how impactful they can be, and yeah. how people respond to that. And also, look at your interests. I'll give an example. Mm-hmm. I love to bake, and I'm mostly into health bakes.
All right.
And at the same time, I also love kids. So I handle kids even at my local church.
Okay.
So I decided to come up with a kids baking class.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So for me, it's a way of drawing kids, both unbelievers, those from unbelieving homes.
Right.
And Adventists, and they come together.
Yeah.
And I use that as an opportunity to just introduce the healthy meals mm-hmm. to them, yeah, and I target the lunchbox meals, the meals that they carry to school,
right.
and just show them how they can make these meals interesting, but also promoting home-baked foods.
Yeah,
and that helps the kids to even interact amongst themselves. And then I throw in these Bible stories, throw in this and that, just right. introduce us to them. Before you know it, you're inviting these kids to church and they want to come.
Yeah, yeah.
You see that? So for me, that has worked.
Okay.
And also, I'm one person who loves to read books.
Yeah.
I read a lot.
Go, girl.
So,
yeah.
So like at my workplace, this is what I do. Because
yeah.
I can't speak to these people. I may not have the platform. So I use books as a form of gifts.
Yeah.
So I just get, yeah. these books and I mean that talk about God and share them with my colleagues. Yeah. So those are some of the few things that I
okay.
feel have worked for me.
Yeah, yeah. So
I love to host too. Because I love to eat.
You love to do what?
I love to host for meals.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's a pity you're not in South Africa. I'd love to taste a little bit of that hosted health food there. Let's talk about the ways individuals adapt their approach. And I'm listening to you adapting your love for books, your love for health foods, your love for children, putting it together. So give us perhaps ways. How important is active listening and understanding the perspectives of others in individual evangelism?
Okay, maybe before I tackle this one, just the approach based on personality.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I would love to add something there. For example, we've got different personalities and different temperaments, okay? For a sanguine, obviously, they're always jumpy, always happy. And
okay.
Someone would wonder to say, so for you, I notice you're always happy. Don't you have problems? How
okay.
do you manage that?
Okay.
You know, that is an opportunity for someone to minister.
All right.
I'm more of a phlegmatic, so I'm on the calmer side. And so when something serious happens and everyone is expecting you to panic and they're wondering why you're not panicking,
yeah.
but ask to say, but then this is what has happened. Why aren't you worried? Why aren't
right,
you worried?
Right.
Okay. That itself would be an opportunity for me to minister.
Okay.
You know, and bring about how God's word can keep you together even
right.
when things are not all right. Yeah. So coming to your question of how important active listening is in evangelism.
Yeah.
This one is actually very, very important. We ought to listen. You know, when you're listening, it's like you are gathering information.
Right.
Okay. You can only share what you know.
Yeah.
But when you listen, you get what you don't know.
Right.
So one needs to be an active listener, of course, not just passive.
Absolutely.
So that when you gather the information and you have taken note of the important things, you will know, even when you go back, you will know what to research on and how best to come back to this person
right.
and help them in whatever they might be struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
And also it helps you to connect. Imagine in their explaining, maybe they mention someone who is sick in their family. Next time you meet them, you'll be able to find how is that person doing?
Right.
It helps you connect and helps you know the person and understand what battles they might be fighting.
Okay That's very important then. How do individuals now handle questions, doubts or skepticism raised by those they are engaged with in evangelism?
Okay, so this one, of course, we always have to pray about it.
Mm.
And even as you are trying to answer, you need to pray for wisdom and pray that God can help you to
right.
be able to tackle them in the way that God would have you do it. Talk in such a way that you avoid confrontation.
Okay.
Once it becomes an argument, I think it's best for you to bow out of it and say, let's talk about this next time.
Okay.
Sometimes the best way of handling doubts, skepticism, is sharing a testimony or something tangible. Okay. Talk about an experience that one can relate to mm-hmm. address even doubts. Give them your testimony, give them your experience. And always pray about it. More so if they still don't get convinced.
Okay.
Remember, there's also the part of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes
That's
after
right.
you
get,
the Holy Spirit now starts to work and speak to that person and they just finish it up for you. So another way could be you look out for common grounds that
right.
will strengthen that relationship, and so that as you try to address those issues, there is already that bond.
I hear you. All right, that brings us to the end of our conversation there, Sitle. But before we part ways, I'd love to hear your final comments. I mean, you've been with us throughout the week. There may be something that you feel we haven't touched on. This is your chance. Share it with us. And then I'd love you to pray for us as we conclude this conversation.
Okay. Firstly, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Mm.
It's opened up my mind. I would love to encourage each one of us to, in our small way, with whatever God has given us to use, to minister and just share what God has done for us.
Yeah.
I know evangelism, sometimes most people, and more so young people, ask themselves, how will I start? How am I going to talk about this? How will I talk about prophecy, for example?
Right.
God is not asking you to start with things that you don't know.
Yeah.
He's asking you to tell them exactly what he has done for you.
Yeah.
What has God done for you?
Yeah.
That is the beginning. What has God done for you? And then the rest, you take care of that. With the help of the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to accomplish.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, let's keep praying for each other, praying for the souls we are ministering to. There's so much that is happening in this world,
right.
and it's scary, and it's easy to get swayed by the good things, not bad things, but good enough to keep you away from God's word or that relationship with God.
My goodness. Thank you very much, Michelle. Let us pray, please. Pray for us as we part ways.
Shall we pray?
Mm-hmm.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to share our experiences with you. Lord God Almighty, we pray for the presence of your Holy Spirit to be able to interpret anything good that has been said or come out of this discussion, Almighty Father, to interpret to the individuals that are listening that, Lord, what they may go away with is that you are love and you want them to get close to you. Lord, may they hear you, Almighty Father. Forget about Sitle, but do not forget about your word. I pray, mighty Father, asking that you may continue blessing this media program, Almighty Father. I pray, Lord, that you may bring more people. May this platform share Jesus, Almighty Father, and bring more people to you. We thank you for your love and kindness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Sita, thank you very much once again. I really appreciated your time and your insights.
Thanks.
May God expand your territory and your ministry. May God go with you wherever you do, with whatever, with whomever you're with. Thank you very much, Sita.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
All right, that's how we end our conversation with our missionary for this week, Missionary Sihle Siyanagowa, talking to us about a variety of topics from Monday up until today, helping us understand what is expected of us and perhaps helping us understand that we too can do it. Thank you very much once again to the missionary. That's how we end it. Let's move on. It's 22 minutes after 2. This is Adventist World Radio.
It's not just music. It's your way of life. How you live. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism. AWR.